Today, the nation marks Earth Day, and much of the region's attention has been focused on the health of the waters that surround and make up the Delmarva Peninsula. There is also a clear struggle between agriculture and the environmental community about how to clean up this vital resource. Alan Gerard is the Eastern Shore Director with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, and he reflects on the significance of Earth Day for the region.
Well, in terms of the Chesapeake Bay and water quality, we're really, pretty excited about the progress that's being made. What's been happening is there are, businesses, governments, citizens, everyone working together to make progress on the bay cleanup, and it's working. We're actually seeing pollution loads being reduced, and the important thing here on Earth Day is that citizens are an important part of that success, and it's people doing their share. It's people, disconnecting their downspouts from the gutter and putting in rain barrels or putting in rain gardens to filter polluted runoff that's flowing over the landscape. All of these things that people and a number of other folks are doing are making a difference.
So what do you see as the biggest issue in terms of cleaning up the bay and the environmental problems in the region?
Part of what a lot of folks have been talking about is, it's this big plan, it's expensive, how are we going to get it done? And, we really find hope in what's happening because everyone really is doing their share, and it's every sector of pollution for the bay. So it's agriculture, it's wastewater, it's polluted runoff from stormwater. It's all of these sources with, the relevant players from government, business, and industry participating and making a difference. It's a heavy lift in some areas. There are projected costs that seemed completely unreasonable at first, but we found when, we worked at the local level with certain communities, they're able to find that those initial estimates were, quite frankly, way off base. Once you really drill into the specific issues of the community and roll up your sleeves and figure out what the sources are and what the potential solutions are, that's when you can find some innovative solutions that drive the cost down and get the job done more effectively. So those are the issues that I think Eastern Shore communities are grappling with now, and we're seeing some success from it.
Now, the most recent issue has been the state's phosphorus regulations, and the state legislature has ordered, I believe, an economic impact study. So where do you see those going? I mean, are they going to be delayed? Will they be implemented? I mean, I know there's a lot of opposition and criticism from the agriculture community.
Well, it's our understanding that the administration in Maryland, that the governor's office, is committed to getting the regulations implemented. And this is an example of where, policy to produce clean water outcomes is really driving innovation. We're finding now that, our organization or others are coming up with these innovative solutions, looking for alternatives to try and reduce phosphorus pollution coming from farms. Things like mixed species cover crops, manure transport, a number of different programs that can help farmers make sure that they meet their bottom line economically and can, keep their profits up, but also ensure that water quality is protected.
Are you optimistic that the regulations will go into effect? And what impact do you think there will be from the delay?
We certainly understand the agriculture community is concerned. This is a change in the way of doing business. Farmers will have to change their operations to deal with the fact that there's high phosphorus soils and we need to reduce pollution. We've heard from the farming community that they don't oppose the tool outright. They understand that there's a phosphorus issue that needs to be addressed. Right now the question is, how do we do that fairly and efficiently? And, I think everyone has a seat at the table to make sure that happens.
So how would you grade us in terms of the cleanup of the bay?
Well, the CBS has been monitoring the bay health for decades now. And, we put the bay's health on a score of 0 to 100 in our report card that comes out every 2 years at a score of 32. That is not a passing grade by any stretch, but it's the best grade that we've had in a number of years. And, we are making improvement, and it's not the model numbers that the computer scientists, predict that are happening. These are actual improvements. We are looking at real data, real water quality measurements in the bay, and we're seeing improvement. And that's because there is this cooperative approach that's making a difference. So, You know, there's clearly more to be done. I think the progress that we've made, given the fact that, you know, the population increase in the watershed and all the associated impacts from that have increased. Well, the population's increased, but the impacts have been managed better so that we are still able to see that measure of improvement. So we're excited about that.
Alan Gerard is the Eastern Shore Director of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.